Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Psalm 1, verse 2. Blessed is the one whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. I wonder what we will delight in this game day. Perhaps our thoughts are turning to how we will play, whether our team will win, or whether we will come across well to our teammates in the changing room after the match. Perhaps it feels like a good performance in these areas will be a source of happiness this game day. And there is great joy to be found in how we play and in relationships with our teammates. But Psalm 1 shows us where ultimate happiness is found. Through competing as those who know the Lord by the grace of God through Christ. Even if the referee's call goes against you today, or the game or race doesn't work out as you planned, we can know happiness and contentment as we compete today. Verse 2 of Psalm 1 tells us that true blessing, or happiness, is found by anyone whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. The path to happiness this game day is delight in and meditation on God's law. Out with the world in verse 1, and in with the word in verse 2. And we are in a battle that none of us will perfectly or completely delight in and meditate on God's law. But staying grounded in God's word is worth battling for, because that is the path to true happiness in Jesus. And what does that mean for us this game day? First of all, we pray that the words of Psalm 1 will be in our hearts and minds as we compete today. And second, we should ask for the Lord's help to have truths of the Bible at the forefront of our hearts and minds this game day, and every game day. Truths such as these: that Jesus has paid it all on the cross, that as followers of Christ we will spend eternity with him in glory, that Christ loves me and is with me on the great days as in the darkest valleys, that we can enjoy his awesome gift of sport today for his glory and our good, and that whether we win or lose today, our standing before God is certain and secure. May these be truths that we know and that we delight in. That is the path to happiness this game day, to know joyfully that you are a new creation in Christ and can worship the Lord at all times, including as you compete in your sport. God's word is true and good. And being grounded in God's word as sports people is the firm foundation that we need. What is God's law? Well, that is the Bible, the word of God through which he speaks to us by his Spirit. What a privilege it is that God has given us his word in the Bible, that we may know him, delight in him, and find true happiness in amongst the ups and downs of sport, as we await the return of Jesus. Dear Lord, please help me to delight in your law and to meditate on it day and night, knowing that there is true happiness to be found there. This game day, please help me to know and delight in the promises of your word that tell me all of what you have done, are doing, and will do through the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is in his name that I pray. Amen. Finally, take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open a door for his message in your club or team this game day.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.